Our next guest plays a very important role in a film with an important multi-level message. It's a film which reminds us about the importance of family connections, our personal life history, and how knowledge and awareness can overcome pain and confusion. The film is The Samuel Project. It's opening in theaters this weekend. With us now is one of the stars of the film, the Emmy, Tony, multiple Golden Globe winner, who you certainly know as Barney Miller, Hal Linden. How are you today, Mr. Linden?
I'm doing good.
And let me give you a website, thesamuelprojectmovie.com. That's where you can watch the trailer first and foremost and find out where the film is playing near you, because it really is, Hal, as I said to you before, it's a human story. Give us a little background on the plot and your character.
The story is about three generations of a family, which in today's world don't really communicate, and it's probably a normal event when you think about it. Most generations push themselves away from the past generation. I did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to my father's music. I wouldn't wear my hair the way he did, or my clothes, and the words we came up with, groovy, you know. those were our words. My father had no idea what it meant. But in the process, we lose connection and communication and a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience. And so this is a story about a young, my grandson, who is an aspiring artist studying media in high school, wants to go to art school, and his dad says all I can afford is community college, and he gets an assignment to tell a historical story in all the media they've been working on, which gives him possible an opportunity to show what he can do, and maybe he can continue his artwork. And he finds that his grandfather had an interesting backstory, which the grandfather never spoke about. Holocaust survivors are, in general, relatively reticent. They don't want to talk about the pain of the past. I guess that's natural, too. The brain protects itself by storing the painful part in deep corners that we don't bring up. It's through the enthusiasm and the determination and the artwork of the kid that he brings his grandfather to tell him a story, and so that he could put it into his project and complete the project. And in the process, the family does get closer together. And interestingly, through art, not through words, but through art, which can be more eloquent than words. So it's got a lot of meanings on a lot of levels.
Really is a super story. The grandson, by the way, that Hal's referring to is played by Disney Channel Nickelodeon star Ryan Ochoa. The Samuel Project is the movie. TheSamuelProjectMovie.com is the website. And we're talking with one of the stars, Hal Linden, of the film. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. What you talked about, too, what Samuel goes through in the movie, and certainly real-life Holocaust survivors do, it's something similar that military veterans go through. You don't want to go there, but by not going there, you're really letting the pain just take over at least a part of you.
Well, you don't even have to go to that. Look at today's headlines and what women are going through with their experience,
yeah,
that they have been keeping hidden, you know, because they were too painful. But that's the nature, again, of the brain. The brain does that to protect itself, I guess. Although we do find that eventually talking about it helps. Holocaust survivors found that out, and military veterans, too. It does help to get it out.
And it's certainly important, too, to take, I guess not taking advantage, but learning from living history is so much more effective than having it relegated to books and photos and fading memories.
What's the quote? He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it.
Yep, and too often it's repeated the wrong way, and it's not learned from the second time around either.
There you go. So, interestingly, Ryan, having done this picture, said he's going to be an ambassador now to get kids to dig into their past, the family's past. He said, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. So he thinks it's incumbent on the younger generation to ask the questions, to try to find the history of their forebears. It's, you know, you're a part of it, really. Every generation is a sum total of what happened before.
And they're equally a part of you, and it's up to you, I think, as part of a generation to carry forward the wisdom of the ones who came before you, because certainly with age, in most cases at least, comes wisdom, and certainly, and also, too, with all the online outlets like Ancestry.com, it's a lot easier to do your family history as opposed to schlepping down to the library and trying to find scraps of paper, which...
That's right.
Being the needle in the haystack.
There you go. There you go. No, it's. I think it is incumbent upon each generation to at least understand why the influences that caused them.
Talking with Hal Linden, who is the star of the film The Samuel Project, opening this weekend in theaters. TheSamuelProjectMovie.com is the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. This whole era, too, of Samuel that he fights to talk about, and his grandson does his best to bring out, that's an error now that's not even taught in history classes in school. It's just really shameful how so much of our history and what was experienced is left to self-exploration as opposed to in the enticement to explore it with others.
The problem is we're going to go through the pain again in discovering it.
Yeah.
And the mistakes. We don't even, you know, we're going to just keep repeating the same mistakes. I'm afraid we're already doing it. Well, you know, as history piles up, there's more to learn, more to remember. But unless you're making a conscious effort to work on it, to find out what happened in the past, and we're going to end up repeating our mistakes, yes.
Let's spend a moment with your career overall, because as I mentioned, certainly you're known for Barney Miller, but a lot more than that. At what point in your career did you get to where you could say, I want to take that role because I'd like to, not because I need the paycheck and I have to?
Well, there was a long period before I could afford to say that. I'll admit, but certainly by the time I reached, I had a career on Broadway, which was relatively established, and I could choose between projects. However, I must tell you, an actor can make his, you know, even bad projects exciting. Because his job is to see the property through his own eyes, and you know, even a lesser property can be a very interesting experience for an actor. But back in the bad old days, you know, I had more bombs than I had successes. That was certainly true. But the point is, you put the same effort into them. You put the same sweat and time and tears and love into the winners as you do the losers. And you're not really sure what's a winner and a loser. I got to tell you that. So I don't regret any of the projects that I did.
And plus you had the advantage, too. You were never typecast as, well, he's always going to be known as. Well, you even avoided being typecast as, oh, that's always going to be Barney Miller. There's Barney Miller trying to do Shakespeare now, or whatever else you were trying to do.
Listen, if you're going to be identified with a character, let it be a character as classy as Barney Miller.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't remember, too, that it wasn't just a sitcom. There were dramatic moments within shows. I remember one show where a fog had settled over New York City, and Barney was in a dark mood at that point. It was a character that had flexibility.
Yeah, well, there was a lot. I loved that show where everybody got depressed because of the weather. But then we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Lousy weather and depresses you. What gets me is the Barney presaged a lot of what's happening today. You could watch Barney now and. Maybe different circumstances, but it was stories about male-female relationships, which is, you know, in the news today, ethnic disputes, religious disputes. We took it all on. Barney came right out of the newspapers of the time. And again, we tend to repeat our mistakes, don't we?
Well, one mistake you do not want to make this weekend is missing out on seeing what is one of a great films that we've seen in recent times, The Samuel Project. Find out more at the SamuelProjectMovie.com. And you'll realize, too, along with laughing along with the story as it develops, getting a little tug at your heart, it's a story that you can actually create an experience in your own life. You'll see how much of a difference it can make. And it's just a fun way to learn some life lessons and enjoy a great story. And that's what The Samuel Project is going to give you, The SamuelProjectMovie.com. Starring my guest this morning, Hal Linden. Hal, thanks so much for being here today.
A pleasure.